We're talking with Jeremy Williams. Jeremy is the Harlan County Cooperative Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Talk about making maple syrup in Kentucky. And Jeremy, you have experience with this both as an extension educator and on the personal scale, right?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit about what you do at your own place, and then maybe talk about people in your area in Harlan County and surrounding counties that are making maple syrup in Kentucky.
Okay, sounds good. How about if I just kind of back up a little bit before I got into it? We here at the office, the extension office here in Harlan County, we had had some workshops over the years, and one of the things we did was, you know, just basic maple. And people seem to like it. And, you know, after four or five workshops over the years, I got to looking at it and decided, you know, this is not rocket science. And I could learn more about this by doing it myself. So what I did is I ended up purchasing a few taps and then started the process. And I think the first year, I think I had 24 taps. And I'm doing everything on jugs, matter of fact, or on buckets, what they refer to as buckets. But what I'm using is these 1 gallon water jugs. And I'm using a tap, you know, the regular tap, like whether it be a big time sugar maker or a small time sugar maker uses. I'm using a piece of tubing that runs into the bucket, or actually into the jug. And I'm collecting the sap that way, and that's going very well. And I'm just boiling it down in my backyard on food service pans. I use a 6-inch most of the time. What you see on buffets are 4-inch pans, but I'm using these food service pans like you would see on a buffet, and it works great. And what I'm using for a heating source is I'm just using a turkey fryer and propane. I built kind of a homemade stove. And it works great for me.
And how many years now have you made your own maple syrup?
I just finished my third season. So the season just finished up last week, so I've just finished my third season.
And we're talking in middle to late February here of 2018. How many taps did you have this year then?
This year I had 36.
So about how many trees was that?
It was actually 35 trees. I double tapped one tree.
Okay. And what are the species of trees that you're tapping there, and what are the different species that can be done in your area there?
What I have done is I've changed a little bit over the 3 years. The first year it was a mixture of silver maples and sugar maples, and then this year is primarily sugar maples with two or three reds mixed in. So primarily sugar maples is what I'm using, but I've used reds and I've also used silvers as well.
And you said this was your best year yet for the tapping. When did you start here in 2018? When did you start to get sap?
One of the things that I've done all 3 years is actually tapped. Usually during that first or second week in January. I think this year I tapped on January the 9th. So I got about a 6-week run out of it.
And how does that differ from year to year? I guess for someone that's brand new to tapping trees, making some maple syrup, what do you have to look for, and how do you get prepared for that?
It's all weather dependent. And what you're looking for, you're looking at nights in around 20 degrees or at least below 32, and you're looking at daytime temperatures of about 40 or a few degrees above 32. So you're looking at fluctuation of temperature between 20 and 40, and so when they start that fluctuation of temperature, that's when you know to tap. And it varies year to year. Some years you may catch that in the last week in December. Some years it may be the first week of January. So typically what I have done is been able to start tapping, tap in the first week of January, first or second week of January, and then it would run anywhere between mid-February to the end of February, and it would just, I guess you could say, shut down.
Besides the weather, what are maybe some of the challenges or things that people might not expect as they're getting into this, Jeremy?
The weather is the biggest thing. The weather, I think, is the biggest thing. That's what plays the biggest role in all of it. I don't think there's really any too big of a challenge. The supplies are readily available. Matter of fact, we have a new supplier here in Kentucky, so you don't have to go online and order it or call somebody in Vermont or New Hampshire or Pennsylvania. So we do have someone here in Kentucky that you can order the supplies from. So the weather, I think, is the main thing because it can play role in things each year. So I don't think there's really any huge challenges. It's one of those things of having the time. If there is a challenge, it's having the time. You've got to check these. If that weather is 2040, 2940 during the day, you've got to check these jugs or your buckets every day. You've got to keep an eye on it. So you've just got to have the time. And then also you've got to have the time when the time comes to boil it down. After a certain period, you're going to have to boil this down, whether you set it up to boil on a Saturday like I do. Or this year, my dad's helped me out quite a bit, so my dad would tend to boil during the day, and when I got home from work, I would finish syrup. So you just got to have the time and the dedication to be able to do that.
In terms of collecting the sap, you said that you have jugs or buckets on the trees, and so certainly mm-hmm. you have to go from tree to tree and collect that. Are there kind of what in your view is the scale when people might switch to some collection systems, or kind of what would determine that in terms of way and labor hours with a little bit more investment? Just kind of talk about where that might change in terms of scale and how much time it really does take. You said you had for your trees each day.
Exactly. On the 36 taps that I put in this year, you're looking at, depending on how much flow that you have that day, you're looking at somewhere between an hour and a half to collect all the sap. Mm-hmm. If it's a really good flow, and you end up with, say, anywhere between 16 and 22 gallons on a typical day, you're looking at an hour and a half to collect. Once you go above, you know, if you get into that 75 tap range, you're probably going to look at maple lines to where the lines actually go into a centralized collecting tank. And I think at that point in time, you've got to look at investing in that. But the investment is very minimal. Getting into it, you can probably do it for less than $200 for, say, 25 to 40 taps.
Talk about finishing the syrup and making. You have to hold that sap for some time, or how does that all work, at least with your experience there?
One of the things that I've looked at is it depends on how much sap I have. If I go and check trees today and only have 3 or 4 gallons of sap, I'll put that in the refrigerator. I have the ability that I've got an old refrigerator, and I can put that in the refrigerator. The refrigerator will hold up to about 22 to 24 gallons. So I know that 22 to 24 gallons is my max. And so what I try to do is I try to set my evaporation day up for a Saturday. So that means I'm going to collect on Sunday, you know, through Friday, or it may be even Saturday morning, and then try to evaporate. But if I end up with a day that I'm getting 17 or 22 in one day, I may have to set up a day during the week. And so, fortunately, I have my dad. He's retired, and he and I work on this venture together. So he'll start the evaporation process, and then when I get home from work, I tend to just finish the syrup. So a lot of the collection and evaporation, I try to set it up on a Saturday, because that's when I'm off. Or if there's a large run that comes in during the middle of the week, I may have to shorten that days up and evaporate during the middle of the week. And that's just on a personal scale. And everybody has their own schedule.
Certainly, one of the things about maple sugaring is that it is during a season of the year when there's usually not tons of other farm or forestry work that's going on. Talk a little bit about how someone who maybe has some maple trees or has access to those and is doing some farming, how might they market what they sell, and are there any specific guidelines, food safety, those kinds of things that they have to consider before making maple syrup to sell?
Well, it's definitely a food product, so you're going to have to follow the guidelines of food product. There's some labeling things that you're going to have to do. That if you're looking at selling at farmers markets or what have you, that sort of thing. So you're going to have to look at labeling. Since I really don't market, I can't really tell you all the ins and outs of that, but there are a few requirements. And just, you treat it like a food product because that's what it is. So I guess pretty much putting a thought process of how you would can it, how you would finish it and evaporate as well. So.
And is it something that could be a good profitability enterprise for someone that has the land, or is it more something that is done to fill in time as a lifestyle thing, or what's your perspective on that?
I think it's multiple things. I do think that it can be something to supplement somebody's income, that they can, like you mentioned, it's kind of a downtime of the year. Yeah, you have livestock or something like that that you're feeding, but usually that's just one time a day. So it's more of a downtime of year, that January and February, that you're able to do this. And I think it's something that you could supplement your income by selling it. One of the things that we've seen in Kentucky in recent years is more people are interested in the maple syrup because it's a natural product, and so. There's a lot of people out there that have never seen it. They're interested in it. You get the question. I get the questions all the time. Do you have to add sugar? Things like that. It has its own natural sugars in it, so no, you don't have to add sugar. So I think there is a possibility for maple syrup production on any level to be an economic enterprise here in Kentucky.
Thanks very much, Jeremy Williams, Harlan County Cooperative Extension, Agent for Ag and Natural Resources. Appreciate your time today.
You're very welcome.